it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
You want to play Who Has Done More Jail Time, the game?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Is it people in the room?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've never been to jail.
Me either.
You ever been put in for anything?
Nope. Knock on wood.
Lunchbox? You haven't.
I've been. I'm the winner on that one.
For what?
For jail time.
Oh, you mean from the radio show when you got put in jail?
Yeah.
I mean. Lunchbox robbed a store on the air. But not really. But yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So O.J. Simpson turned 71.
Oh.
So here, which celebrity had more jail time?
Okay. That's funny.
Amy.
Yeah.
Tim Allen or Martha Stewart?
Martha Stewart.
What do you think, Lunchbox? Tim Allen or Martha Stewart?
Tim Allen.
Eddie?
Martha Stewart.
So the answer is Tim Allen.
What?
What? He was in jail?
He served 2 years and 4 months for drug trafficking.
What?
In 1978. Yeah, Martha.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor went to jail?
Like for hardcore drugs, too.
Hardcore.
Hardcore.
Really?
I thought that was a trick question. Like, he never went. He spent no time in jail.
Mm-mm.
What?
Yeah, Tim Allen served 2 years and 4 months for drug trafficking. Okay, who served?
Okay.
He's mind blown right now.
I'm shocked.
Look up
right
his
now.
Mugshot. He's got a mustache.
Okay, yeah, I will. Thing. Like, yeah. Did he work? Who did he work for?
I don't know,
El
Amy.
Chapo?
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Pablo.
Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie.
Yeah.
Who served more jail time, Paris Hilton or Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, boy. They've both been a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Amy?
Lindsay Lohan.
Lunchbox?
Lohan.
Eddie?
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan served 14 days for missing several mandatory classes. Paris Hilton served 3 days only.
Oh.
What did Paris Hilton do?
I don't know.
All sorts of stuff.
Who cares?
Probably.
I haven't thought about
DUI.
Her in forever.
No, I haven't either.
All right. Next up, John Mayer or Paul McCartney? Who has spent more time in jail?
Interesting.
That's
Mayer
a good
or Paul
one.
McCartney? Amy?
I didn't know either one went, but I'll go Paul McCartney.
Lunchbox?
Paul McCartney's older. He's been more.
Yeah, Paul McCartney. They did a lot of drugs back in the day.
Paul McCartney served 10 days for possession of the wacky weed in 1980, as the kids called it.
What's the wacky weed?
The wacky weed.
You know what it is.
The marijuana. John Mayer only spent a few hours in jail for speeding, so the answer is Paul McCartney.
Oh!
Sean Penn or Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh,
I'm in.
Yeah, I know this one.
All right.
Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr. Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Sean Penn.
Eddie?
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. He served 1 year for missing a drug test while on probation. He's the winner. Sean Penn served 33 days for assaulting a photographer. But Robert Downey Jr. served a whole year in jail.
Wow.
Iron Man was in jail for a year in the pokey. And
I
finally,
what that was like for him.
The pokey. Kid Rock or Justin Bieber?
Oh, this is tricky.
Kid Rock or Justin Bieber? Kid Rock or Justin Bieber?
Okay. Justin Bieber.
The Biebs.
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock. Although Bieber had several run-ins with the law, only arrested once and spent 1 day. Kid Rock's had multiple arrests.
Yeah, boy.
There you go. Don't look up to them.
These are our heroes.
There you go.
Man.
Yeah, same.
I'd watch that documentary, like, celebrities that went to jail.
I'm sure you can find it on TV somewhere.
I'd like
somewhere.
To have the documentary of in jail.
Yeah,
locked up celebrity.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This ice cream costs $1,500. It's the most expensive ice cream in America.
Wow.
The Bear Extraordinaire. It can be found in a hotel in Manhattan, New York. It's the country's most expensive sundae, $1,500. Vanilla ice cream using imported vanilla beans from Madagascar. They could just make that up, right?
Yeah, of course.
They go buy some Folgers and be like, oh, we got this from the great swamp.
No. Madagascar vanilla is a thing.
Okay.
Would you know the difference?
But, yeah.
Hey, come on. Yeah. Just tell me. The ice cream's covered in a white chocolate shell. It's hand-painted with colored cocoa butter. Sits atop 3 grams of black truffle crumble, which, by the way, ounce of black truffle costs $95.
Dang. Ooh.
That's mushrooms or something, or fungus?
Kind of, it's fungus. I watched a whole special on TV once, and how there's, like, illegal. It's a fake truffle.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's a crazy thing.
Black market truffle.
Edible gold and silver leafing.
Mm.
But yeah, $1,500. Who pays for this? And do they laugh when someone comes in and orders it to show off? Like, hey, Frank, you got out here just ordered $1,500 Sunday.
He fell for it.
Yeah. Get the Madagascar truffle.
They're laughing. Yep, straight from Madagascar.
The Bobby Bones Show.
See, Kendall Jenner had an ankle purse.
Oh.
Strapped around your ankle.
Is that in? Do I need to get one?
I don't know if you do, but she was wearing it. It's a Chanel ankle purse. It costs $645.
Oh, I don't need Chanel, but I mean, I'm sure they have cheaper ones.
It looks like an ankle monitor.
Oh.
That's what it looks like.
Hmm. Oh, my goodness. So it's basically a fanny pack for your ankle.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And it costs $645. For sure they paid her to put that on.
Oh, yeah. And she gets paid so much money to post something on her Instagram.
It's like $500,000.
I'm looking at it right now. She's wearing it with high heels.
Yeah.
Oh, if I walk in wearing one of those soon.
We wouldn't even notice. I mean, look
you
at
wouldn't?
Ankle.
Mm. Oh, you don't, you're not an ankle guy?
I'm not. Mm. I'm a shoe guy. I do pay attention to people's shoes, but I can't say that I'm an ankle guy.
Are there ankle guys?
Eddie, there's every kind of guy.
I guess.
Yeah. There's feet guys.
But that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, that's different than ankle.
I'm not anti-foot at all. I'm not pro foot though either.
Remember that one dude that said something about my feet? That
race car driver. Race car driver.
Yeah, we were at NASCAR.
Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart was like,
nice feet.
And I was like, thanks.
That's right.
Like out of nowhere.
Was that on microphone or was that off?
No, it was right before that we did the interview.
I don't know if he's a feet guy or not. But
yeah,
he did
no
go right to Amy's feet.
No, he talked about feet for a good minute after that.
Yeah,
he's a feet guy.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'll give you the food mascot. You tell me the product. For example, Lucky the Leprechaun would be
Lucky Charms.
Right. Got it?
Good one. Yeah.
I like games early in the morning. It kind of loosens us up a little bit.
Yeah, gets you thinking.
Amy, you're first.
Okay.
Chester Cheetah.
Cheetos?
Cheetos. Show me Cheetos.
Yeah. Good. Good one, Amy.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Mr. Peanut.
Oh, Planters.
Planters peanuts.
Wow. Nice work, man.
Eddie.
Yep.
Tony the Tiger.
Oh, Frosted Flakes.
There we go. Now, second round, they get a little harder.
Oh, boy.
Those were three softballs.
Oh, those were hard.
Those were three softballs. Amy.
Okay.
Charlie the Tuna.
Chicken of the Sea.
New brand, right?
Charlie the Tuna. You've already said Chicken of the Sea?
No.
Oh,
it's Star-Kissed Tuna.
Wow, that's hard, Amy.
Man.
Oh, man, on the packaging.
Lunchbox, Elsie the Cow.
Shoot.
Elsie the Cow. What brand is Elsie?
Oh, that's Borden.
Wow.
How in the world did you know that?
I'm smart. I'm a product studier.
That's not why.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Eddie.
Come on, Bones.
Spuds McKenzie.
Okay, this is a trick question.
Spuds McKenzie, the mascot for what brand?
I'm going to go Bud Light.
Oh,
it might be Budweiser.
No, you're right.
Bud Light?
Bud Light is my answer.
Show me Bud Light. Yes.
Yeah.
There it is. Amy, you've been eliminated, by the way.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Chicken of the Sea.
All right.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
The Helping Hand.
The Helping Hand?
Oh, that's the mascot for something.
Oh, that's Hamburger Helper.
Show me Hamburger Helper.
He's unstoppable.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Eddie.
Yeah.
Toucan Sam.
Mm, Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops it is.
I'm getting easy ones.
This battle is getting hot in here.
Hold on.
We're going to go. Hey, Mike D. Mike D put this game together. That's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's the name?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Is this really hard?
You know what? Is this going to go up to both of you guys? Cause it's equally tough.
Okay.
So
both answer.
You write your answer down.
Okay.
Whose mascot is Poppin' Fresh?
Huh?
Poppin' Fresh. Is that the name?
Yeah.
Of the
yep.
Okay.
Huh.
Is that his name?
There you go.
I'm in.
Lunchbox.
Orville Redenbacher. Popcorn.
That's Orville was the mascot for Orville Redenbacher.
Oh, I don't know.
Eddie.
I went Pringles.
No, it's Pillsbury. That's the Doughboy, huh?
Yeah.
What's his name?
The Pillsbury Doughboy is Poppin' Fresh. That's his name.
I thought he was
did
just...
not know he had a Doughboy.
So did I. But
Mike. Poppin' wow. Fresh.
Okay.
Am I back in?
You, no. This is
Amy. Amy, chill.
Stop. You've been chill eliminated out, like 6 Amy. Weeks ago.
All right, Buzz. This is the final one.
Okay.
Buzz in with your name.
All right.
Okay.
The mascot's name is Pop. Name that brand.
Eddie. Pops. Cereal. Kellogg Pops.
Lunchbox. Yeah.
Pop and Crunch.
What is that?
Incorrect.
What was it?
Okay. How about another one?
Oh, no.
The mascot's name is Snap.
Eddie. Blood Run.
Eddie.
Snaps.
No. Oh, no.
That's like, shoot.
Kellogg's.
No, it's Rice Krispies. It was Rice Krispies.
It's Rice Krispies, yeah. Oh. And so is Pop. Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Oh, it's Krispies. The same one. That's what yeah. you did
oh,
that.
I was confused.
No, nobody, you got. Oh, you guys both tied. Congratulations. It's like kissing your sister.
No, it's terrible.
That's all right.
It's a tie.
I mean...
What's all right? Kissing what? Your sister? What's yeah, wrong with
and
you?
He likes that. He kisses dad on the lips, yeah. too.
That's true.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you kiss your sister on the lips?
No.
Wait, you kiss your dad on the lips, but not your sister?
Yeah.
Would
Why?
You?
Because it's my parents.
Oh.
It's okay to do your parents.
You
it's
kiss
not...
your brother on the lips?
No.
But you kiss your dad on the mouth?
Yeah.
For how long?
Half a second. I don't even kiss my brother or sister on the cheek.
Y'all hug?
Yeah, we hug. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, hey, congratulations. Double win there.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Madison, Wisconsin. A 20-year-old college student had to be rescued by firefighters after she got stuck in a tree. Mm. She got in a fight with her boyfriend, said, I'm going to go climb that tree.
Oh, wow.
And climbed up in the tree, and then she realized, oh, no, I can't get down. And she had to call 911.
How high did she climb in this tree, and what was the fight about?
It doesn't say, but she had to call 911 for assistance and say, I'm stuck up in the tree. I came up here to think.
Hmm. You ever been in a fight? It's so intense. You think to yourself, I got to get up a tree.
Mm-mm. No, not much of a climber.
I understand leaving, maybe walking away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gone upstairs.
Ooh, I've gone missing for like 4 hours.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Missing?
Yeah, she
That's
was freaking
wrong.
Out, too.
Yeah, is that when you broke the broom?
No. Maybe around the same time.
Eddie and his wife got into a fight once, and he goes in the garage and starts snapping brooms.
I went to the garage. I was like, I need to get out of here, and I broke a broomstick. Me with my leg, I felt so strong, and I'm like, oh, that was a mistake.
Okay, but back to the four-hour thing, where did you go?
I went to Home Depot, and then I went to get a burger at McDonald's, and drove around, and went to this little mountain, looked over, and just kind of like...
oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? She's probably just freaking out right now, and good, she should.
Did you show her?
I showed her, man. I showed her.
When you got home, what happened?
She was really mad.
That?
Yeah, don't do it, and crying. Like, don't do it. I thought you were really, like, hurt. She thought maybe I got into a wreck. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend doing that.
Would you recommend climbing a tree before doing what you did?
Yeah, probably not. No. No, climbing a tree. She had to call the cops. That's worse.
Huh. All right. Well, thank you for your story, Eddie.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Kind of weird, but all right.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Anybody see this story about the farmers that stayed silent during the auction so the guy could win his family farm back?
No.
What?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Generations before David was born, 80 acres of his family's farm was willed to a distant relative. And his goal was to get the farm back again. And so they came up with the money. And everyone in town knew that used to be his family's farm. So at normal price, no one bid over him. They let him bid the normal price and get the farm back.
Wow.
That's cool.
Whoa.
He did the first bid, and when it came to a second bid, not one person in the room bid. The auctioneer was like, are you sure? And none of the other people in the town, they wouldn't bid.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Right?
You know Lunchbox would have bid, right?
No!
Yeah, I don't know. I like that story, though. And that's what Tell Me Something Good's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Experts say this is a surefire trick that will help you make you fall asleep faster. I always like to sleep stuff because I have trouble sleeping. Just close your eyes and visualize your childhood home. Take yourself through the hallways, into each room. Think about the pictures on the wall, the backyard, your parents coming home from work, etc. People will fall asleep 2 to 5 minutes faster when thinking about their childhood. Why does it work? Wow. Apparently it distracts you, and that's the key to falling asleep, period, is to not be focused on something or have something in the background. You keep drawing your attention back to it. And so your most vivid memories are usually from your childhood, and that's how you fall asleep. Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah.
I have
to try it out.
For the most part, not been sleeping with my TV on, which is a big deal for me. Like, I've shifted a bit. My whole life I slept with the TV on because I never had a bedroom growing up. So I slept in the living room my whole life, which meant the TV was always on. So I'm most comfortable with the television on. And I don't think I ever didn't sleep with the TV on for 15 years. And so I started trying these little tricks. And so occasionally I'll leave it on, but I've been sleeping without the TV on. And I sleep so much harder without it on. It's just hard for me to fall asleep.
I have to just get myself, Amy, to the point of exhaustion and then just fall asleep like, bleh.
Yeah.
I was trying to visualize my child at home.
Didn't work?
Mm-mm. Just now. I was trying just now.
Oh, right now. Yeah. Don't fall asleep now.
You don't want to do it right now.
Right in this segment. Oh, all right. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Thomas Rhett.
Thomas Rhett is here. You are hosting the CMA Fest with Kelsey Ballerini tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC. So it's your third year to do this?
Yeah, third year.
They pay you pretty good for this or no? why you
no
look
comment.
Around? I'm just asking.
Also, yeah. That's a yeah.
I don't know. I don't listen. I don't know. Oh. I genuinely don't know.
Let's leave it that way.
Yeah.
That response is either yeah or
that's
like,
what I'm saying. You
awful.
Don't know. Okay, that's yeah. right. And so it's a 3-hour primetime special. It's 15th straight year. And a lot of people playing this thing, from John Party to the first timers, Luke Combs to Keith Urban, Florida Georgia Line, Dirks. You're tight with the FGL guys, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Tyler and I have kind of become buds recently.
That's awesome.
You're one of the reasons why, because we were both like, why aren't we buds? We have mutual friends that are awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
We should just be buds.
He's a good dude, man. They're both good dudes.
So be watching this. 29 of country's music's biggest names. Lauren Atlanta, Jason Aldean. I've heard of them. Brothers Osborne. So yeah, it's a big deal happening. Hey, what's it like doing those Kenny shows?
Because it's wild, man. We only have 3 left. It kind of went by quick. We did 17. We're going to do 17 total shows, and they're either at NFL stadiums or MLB stadiums.
I mean, that's got to be a goals type thing, right? Because you're already headlining.
Yeah.
And you're doing your own big shows, but then you go out to a Kenny show where it's basically the whole town shuts down.
It really is, man. I mean, you go to an arena and you feel really good about yourself that you sold, 10,000 tickets, and then you notice that Kenny's doing 6 arenas at the same place that you're playing. And so,
did you see him when he hurt his leg?
Yeah. I literally, Old Dominion was singing Save It for Rainy Day with him. And then right before I went out to sing When the Sun Goes Down, I saw him start to kind of limp a little bit. And I was like, what just happened? And he walked out there, dude, and he had to grab my shoulder to like get down to the thrust. And so that was pretty scary.
Those Old Dominion guys are really doing it too, huh?
They are, man.
Look at those
killing
guys.
It. Killing it.
They're such good songwriters.
Yeah, they're the best.
And that shows you that the song wins.
Song always wins.
If there's one thing that Old Dominion shows you, because I know those guys, and they don't have a flashy front man.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have a tour, Right.
Tour. Shane McAnally calls me Toctor.
Sure.
TR, yeah.
So, yeah, there it is. But they don't have, but they're so good that you start to go, oh, they are superstars. All
they
of
are.
Them.
They really are, man. I've had the privilege to write with them a few times on the road, and it's really cool, man. And they're such a great hang, too. And their show, I mean, the songs, I think it's the nostalgia of those songs. I think that's what makes me love them so much.
Their song Hotel Key right now, it's my jam.
It's amazing.
I will sit in my car if I'm somewhere and I turn it up, even if I'm already there, and I listen to the entire song.
Yeah.
And then I get out. And the next time I get in my car, my speakers are so loud and I'm like, what was I listening
right.
to? And I was like, oh yeah, Hotel Key.
Their whole album is like that. And it's rare that someone puts out a whole album where I'm like, oh, it's all a jam. But Lights of the City, I'm just going for
that's my favorite one.
My favorite one
on the album.
Yep.
And I don't think I realized that Little Big Town was featuring on that.
Mm-hmm.
Does it say it on the record that
it
they're featuring?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah. But they do the background vocals. So yeah. It's not like they come in for but yes, they do. Well, look at that. We talked about a lot here today.
We did.
Anything else we want to mention? Thomas Rhett is here. By the way, the CMA Music Fest, you can check him out there on ABC. He's out doing some shows with Kenny. You're still out doing Life Changes?
Yeah, we start back up in September. So
I listened to your record a bit all the way through a few times.
Nice, thank you.
Well, no, I say that because you put me on the spot once. You go, hey, you know that song, Life? You don't know if you remember this conversation.
Oh, I do. I texted you about it.
Yeah, you go, hey, you know my song, Life Changes? And I was like, oh my God, what if I didn't?
Well, that would be, I mean, a lot of people don't listen to full albums.
Well, that's my point. I would have said, no, I
right.
don't. Hold on. Give me 3 minutes.
3 minutes later, I get a text back. Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah, of course. My favorite song.
In fact, I was just listening to it.
That's hilarious.
And you were like, I guess you were apprehensive about putting a song out that was so biographical.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, it's free your story to people.
Yeah, for sure.
Because the hook wins.
Yeah.
But then it's your story, and then people know about you from hearing a good song.
Yeah.
I like to think that I picked that single.
You definitely did.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, stop.
Thanks,
heard
Bobby.
I'm going to play it right now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll play the whole thing here. Here is Thomas Rhett. Good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
One of my friends was talking about Coco, and Eddie said he loved it.
Loved it.
Amy liked it. Morgan number 2.
My kids love it.
Yeah, what did you think about it, Morgan number 2?
I cried.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, so my friend goes, hey, I saw Coco, and... You know, because I told her I'd watched, what was that Bro Boring movie?
Boat
Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, Manchester by the Sea.
I was like, I just didn't do anything for me.
It's a boat movie.
And so it's on Netflix, by the way.
Is it?
Which,
okay.
Which was the turning point for me. I wasn't able to buy it.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
So I turn on Coco.
Remember me.
And I start watching this Coco, right? It's a cartoon. It's a Disney movie.
Say goodbye. Remember me.
And it's about a kid and his family, and he wants to play music. And where is it set? Because it doesn't really say, huh?
It's in Mexico.
It is in Mexico?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, so do I do spoiler alert, or do I not talk about the ending?
Ooh.
I won't.
Yeah.
Don't do spoiler?
Okay. It's a big deal.
Yeah. So,
because it's still a fairly new movie.
Okay. I cried like a baby.
You did?
I did.
All right!
I tell you, when I hit me, when it, this part at the end.
Yeah.
Really? You cried?
Dude, I was just like, okay, I give up.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things to it. Like, my grandma.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that.
Yeah.
Because my grandma raised me. My grandma adopted me. And so.
Did you call her Abuelita, too?
I did not. I'm really Caucasian.
Okay.
Like, I mean,
just check it.
I'm extremely Caucasian,
okay,
right?
Okay.
So those references, a bit were, some of those, like the real traditional Mexican references were lost on me.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, I did live in Texas for a long time, and I was the only Caucasian in my group.
That's true.
So, but yeah. When that end hit, it was over.
So the dad part of it, did that get you too?
No, not really. The whole thing kind of got me. I don't know. I think I'm just getting in a place, too, where it's like, what am I going to... Like, I don't know. For the family thing, I don't really have it, but I'm, like, starting to crave that other part, like that more fill up the bubble with something else.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the grandma part, because, again, my grandma was basically the only steady influence I had on my life until she died. And so that was a big part of it.
Yeah.
But I did. I cried. I did.
Wow.
I know.
It's a big deal.
And when I started to cry, I was like, don't do it. And I was like, why would I not do it? Who am I trying to not cry?
Yeah, you've been looking for this release for months.
I know.
Remember,
but it was good.
Me.
I kind of figured out the ending early.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, well, I'm an adult.
Oh, I had no clue. It got me. It got me by surprise.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, I had no idea that was going to happen.
Dude, it's not Making a Murderer.
No, I know, but...
it's a cartoon.
But I just thought the way the story was going, I was like, oh, this is, I mean, for sure. He's just going to be disappointed.
Oh, well, no.
Dude!
That was good.
So good.
Yeah, best movie I've ever seen in a long time.
Hey, did that little kid remind you of me?
No.
Oh.
I don't see colors of people and ethnicities.
No, not
really.
Because he's Mexican. Well, yes.
Okay.
But
he plays the guitar.
Yeah, right, Amy?
No, I see that.
I didn't see a Mexican kid and go, that's Eddie.
Well, and then my family was always like, stop playing that guitar.
If anything, he reminded me of me.
Oh, well, see?
I think we all
find
ourselves.
Maybe you're Mexican.
Maybe I am Mexican.
Oh.
Maybe.
My kids call me Mama Coco.
They do?
Yeah, like they say when every time she comes on the screen, because they watch it multiple times and I walk by, they're like, there you are, Mom. I'm like, I'm not that old.
Your daughter thought you were 55.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
They're saying that sleep divorce may be healthier to the relationship. And we've talked about something similar, where just because tradition says you should sleep in the same bed doesn't mean it's actually physically healthier for you. So they're calling it sleep divorce when you have to go, you know, honey, I don't think we should sleep in the same bed anymore.
Yeesh.
Maybe an uncomfortable conversation just because of the way we were brought up. But just because we're brought up a certain way doesn't mean it's the right way. So I'll go on. Sleeping apart from your partner is good for your body. Physically, you sleep more. You rest better. You perform better at work. It's better for your relationship. Snoring, partners moving, body heat. Researchers found that people who slept alone oftentimes get 45 minutes a night more sleep, which is a pretty significant number. And most relationships reported higher level of happiness once they got past the thought of, oh, we're not doing it like everybody before us. You got to remember, really, just because people have done it before us, that doesn't mean it's the right thing. It doesn't.
Correct.
We get into the thing where it's all about tradition. Listen, tradition for the sake of tradition isn't good.
Yeah.
Tradition for a reason that actually brings something to the table, that's good.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad history out there.
So, and you call us. If you and your husband or wife decided, man, we still love each other the same amount, same percentage, maybe even more, but we're going to sleep in two different beds or two different rooms, call. The phone number is 877 877-
77 Bobby. Amy, your thoughts?
I mean, I think you have to do, yeah, what works for you. I don't think it's going to work for every couple, but I would miss sharing a bed with my husband. So
how would your husband feel, though, if you said, hey, we're going to split this up?
Oh, I'm so easy to sleep with.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not, I mean, I kick and move around a lot, but,
but you're
I mean,
so
that's
easy
probably
to sleep
a little.
With. Yeah.
And then also my question would be, do they mean like you find different rooms or you do like old school with twin beds in the same room?
I think it really means because of all the factors they lay out here, the body heat, the partner moving through the night, the snoring, that it's probably in that same bed where you can hit each other. Like, I mean, it can be either, but I think it's really just the physical part of it, meaning you're not elbowing each other and keeping them awake. Eddie?
I know. Could you imagine if y'all came to my house and my husband and I got two twin beds?
Yeah, I could.
Like, Brady Bunch style?
Yes.
That's what they did, right?
It's what they were the first couple to stay in the same bed.
Oh, okay. Opposite then.
Yeah. I think the Munsters did it first. But they were the
crazy.
Real big one. Yeah. What do you think?
I'm with you. I think it's a guy thing. I think guys would want it more than the woman, because my wife would love to sleep in the same bed every night. Dude, if you offered that to me, I'm in. Give me another room. Give me another bed. I'll sleep comfortable. It'd be great.
You don't want to cuddle?
No. No cuddling while I'm sleeping. No.
Yeah, so, I think that's pretty common that guys want to have their space and they're we're bigger. We need more, generally speaking.
Yeah.
It's the hugest. But, you know, someone like Amy likes to have that. But also, I mean, your husband's gone a lot. You know, maybe you value that time because when he's actually there.
So maybe we have that. You're right. We already are doing this study and we don't even know it.
Yeah, and you're so much happier when he's not there and you come in. You ever notice that? How he's like, I slept so good last night. You know, I think
you're making that up.
Here's the thing I want to say, and I can get off my part of this. I think with this, though, it has to be like a dog in the bed, meaning you have to establish that early. If you get a new dog and you put the dog in the bed, it stays in the bed forever.
Right.
That's it. And it's tough to have that conversation. I try with my dog, like, no more bed for you. So in this relationship, I think you kind of have to go, we're either in the same bed or we're not.
As soon as you start dating.
As soon as you start sleeping in the same bed, it's like, hey, we're really going to commit to this.
Yeah.
Here's how I feel about it. You should sleep in a different bed.
Yeah.
That divorce. Oof.
You can't do that 12 years in.
That's tough. That's like my dog. My dog was like 10. I was like, all right, Dusty. For now on, you're going to sleep on the floor.
He's like,
He's like, no.
No, I'm not.
Sleep divorce. Let me talk to Anna in Missouri. Hey, Anna.
Hey.
What do you think about this?
My husband and I actually I started sleeping in another bedroom because my dog was sleeping with us. And she was sleeping on me, and I was just having a hard time sleeping. So we ended up both having a hard time sleeping, and it just kind of, I don't know, it worked out. I've been in the other room for almost a month now, maybe, and we're all sleeping better.
I think people hear this and go, well, if we're sleeping in different rooms or beds, the relationship must be worse.
Yeah.
Don't associate those two. Like, nothing's worse, but you decide to sleep in different places. Also, don't they say that the heart grows fonder, if you're not together?
Yeah, it's usually a long distance.
Yeah, well, that's a longer distance than normal. Yeah, hey, Anna, thank you for your call. That's good. I appreciate you. Laurie in Florida, you're on.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
My husband and I sleep in separate beds every now and then. Well, it's becoming more and more because I have restless legs really bad, and I kick him all the time.
Do you love him the same, though?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Do you love him the same?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Even more. I hear even more right there. Yeah.
At first it was hard because I felt like I was doing something wrong, but it got to the point where I didn't want him in the bed because I liked having all that room.
Yeah, it's like having your own bathroom. Amy, wouldn't that be awesome to have your own bathroom? Like, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, if it could be, like, if you're in my bedroom, you go to the right, and it's his bathroom, and you go to the left, and it's my bathroom, that'd be so cool.
I mean, what if history told us we had to poop in the same toilet all the time?
Then
we were like, well, if we're not doing that, then we must hate each other.
Yeah, divorce.
Yeah. Dude, toilet divorce.
Toilet divorce.
Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Police officers were called to check out a suspicious bag in the median of a road, and they didn't know what they were going to find inside, but they wanted everybody to be protected in the community and everybody stay back. Like, what if it's something horrible?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, they get close to the bag, and they open it up, and what's inside? Three baby kittens.
Were they okay?
Yeah, the kittens were okay. Definitely meowing a lot and hungry and needed help, but they rescued them. And now they're living in a temporary home, and they're finding forever homes for the cats, for sure.
Well, I'm surprised they're okay, because somebody just threw those cats out the window, right? Like, they're in a bag, and they want to get rid of them.
Whatever they did, I'm just so glad that someone called in. Like, someone saw the package and was like, hey, this is something, but they didn't want to approach it.
I got a call here. There's a bag, and it's meowing. We're not sure what's in it.
It could be anything.
I mean, we don't know. There are all these choices. It could be. But, yeah, I'm glad the kitty cats are safe.
Yes.
No one calls them kitty cats anymore. They should.
Yeah.
To come back to that.
Yeah. I'm glad the kitty cats are safe.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why was the baby ant so confused?
Why was the baby ant so confused?
Because all of his uncles were ants. Get it?
Oh, no, we get it.
That was the Morning Corny.
Yeah. Do you know what that music means?
Mm-hmm.
That I pushed a button.
That's right.
Easy music. No, this is easy trivia, period. Not even music, guys. Should be the easiest of trivia.
Great.
Write your answer down.
Can't wait.
Question number one. Who is Apple's current CEO? Easy. He's on TV all the time.
Uh-huh.
Is he?
Hold on. Hold on, please. Confusing him with someone else.
Come on. Easy trivia.
I'm in
for the win.
You know what, Amy? If you just get his last name, you can have that, too.
Okay.
Really?
Good. Oh, then I'll scratch out first.
Amy?
Cook.
Cook, she says. Lunchbox?
No, Wozniak.
No.
Eddie?
Bill Jobs. That's me giving up.
That's a Bill Gates, Steve Jobs combo?
All I know.
Is that like the half horse, half man?
Yes. Like a unicorn of technology. I don't know.
It's actually Tim Cook.
Amy, you're woo!
Wow!
Yeah! I almost said Sam. But I'm glad I just had to
Sam
say the last
Cook,
name.
Sam the Cook. Singer.
Good songs that guy has.
Yeah. Okay.
He's super talented.
Let's do this one. Easy trivia, guys.
Yeah. Easy trivia.
Who wrote Julius Caesar, Hamlet, and Macbeth?
Oh.
Amen.
Huh. Same last name rule on this one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm in for the win. That was easy.
Me too, I'm in.
Amy?
Shakespeare?
Lunchbox?
Shakespeare.
Eddie?
Shakespeare.
Old Billy Shakespeare.
Yeah. Oh.
See, Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of sonnets.
Oh. And what else had a bunch of... What's the second line
That's
of that?
LFO Summer Girls.
Yeah, what's the next line?
Eddie, we're working.
Oh, these kids on the block had a bunch of hits.
Okay. Is the current Speaker of the House?
Okay.
Easy trivia. Speaker of the House.
Huh.
Shoot. Did he retire?
I don't even know what that does.
I really stopped following politics a few months ago.
Yeah, I stopped about 3 years ago for the most part.
Yeah, but we should know.
Speaker of the House.
But I mean...
Come on.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
I feel like he, you know, went on vacation or he's done or something, but I have Paul Ryan.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, I thought he retired, so I put Janet Reno.
Wow. Man, that's going back to the 90s.
Clinton days.
Wow,
oh,
man.
She old?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
She's retired and stuff.
Yeah. I know it's a woman.
John Quincy Adams. Eddie?
I have Bill Corn. He's on the Senate.
No, he's
the Speaker.
Stop it.
Of the House.
Bill Clinton and Corn.
Dude, I'm just throwing names out.
I mean, can I get points for being the closest?
The answer is Paul Ryan.
Yeah!
He's stepping down.
Thank you. So he announced he's stepping down, but it hasn't... The
happened
switch
yet.
Hasn't happened
so
yet.
So when does he leave?
I met Paul Ryan. Like, I hung out with him.
Yeah,
I remember
DC,
that.
Right?
But yeah, fan of the show.
That
really?
That was so crazy. I forgot.
I'm sorry, Paul.
Yeah, went to his office. His staff was super nice. Took me to his office and everything.
So far, I'm not dumb. Yes.
Yeah, you're the smartest out of all of us.
Yeah, you're
I haven't missed any.
You're the smartest of the dum-dums.
Congratulations, you knew the Speaker of the House.
What U.S. state has the highest population? 39 million.
Whoa.
What U.S. state?
This could be tricky.
Nah, I got it.
How many million?
39 million.
39 million.
What state has the highest population?
Hi.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Gosh.
That was easy.
Oh, gosh.
You got to think of the people that live there.
I know, but I mean...
No way,
on.
Really?
You got this.
I feel like it's a trick question.
Go ahead.
Is everybody... Okay,
I
have my
answer. Go ahead.
But I was like, is everybody condensed in New York or California? California.
Lunchbox.
It's just
the Sunshine State, California.
Eddie?
California.
Eddie's like, Calazonia.
Yeah, mixed two.
He's combining two.
Come on.
The answer is California.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Last question. By the way, Amy, you haven't missed one.
Thank you.
You're perfect. Hey, what's the most spoken language in the world? Last question.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah, I'm in.
What's the most spoken language in the world? Don't act like a smart guy over there, Eddie.
I'm in.
Struggling.
For the win.
Easy
I'm
trivia.
In for the win.
Most spoken language in the world.
And I guess.
Let's go over to Eddie first. Eddie?
That language is Espanol. Muchas gracias.
Lunchbox.
Spanish.
Really?
Yeah, because you got Spain.
Guys,
and you
think
got
about
Mexico.
South America.
Duh.
You got Spain and Mexico.
In South America.
And South America. Not Puerto Rico.
All of them.
Okay.
Argentina.
Okay.
No. Janarino.
I mean, I'm
Amy.
Dumb, but I put English.
No, you're all wrong. It's Chinese.
Duh.
1.1 billion speakers.
Oh, you guys are so dumb.
Yeah,
I wasn't
thinking. But I bet all those Chinese people speak English.
And Spanish.
It doesn't matter. Hey, our winner is Amy. There she
Thank
is.
You.
There she is. There she is.
There she goes again.
Drinking her little magical Coke. What is that drink over there you're
My
drinking?
My matcha latte.
Matcha latte.
That's Spanish.
What's in a matcha latte?
Matcha.
What's matcha?
A green tea powder.
That's a female macho man.
Oh. A Japanese green tea powder with Califia Farms unsweetened vanilla almond milk.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's it.
There she is.
Put it in a blender for 10 seconds.
Lunchbox calling a hotel saying he's a social media influencer and he wants a free hotel room because he's going to give him an Instagram
shout
post.
Out.
Yeah.
I'm help you.
Okay, listen, I am a celebrity that travels the world. I am worldwide famous, 200,000 followers on Instagram. So I'm trying to barter for a free hotel room. I'll post a picture on my Instagram, and that way my listeners will be like, wow, I need to stay there when they come up there.
All right, we don't have that here, sir.
No.
We don't have free rooms here.
I post a picture on Instagram. That's what us celebrities and social media influencers do.
No, you'd have to pay for the room, sir.
How many pictures do I have to take for a free room? I'll put it on Twitter, too, where I have two.
You have a great day, sir. You have a great day.
All
we
right.
We don't do that here.
Didn't look too good for him.
Mm-mm.
Well, a couple of things. One, you have to learn how to say influencer.
Yeah.
And then two, don't say your listeners because you're not selling a radio show.
Yeah, I'm not used to that. But I messed up. Okay.
All right, but they
influencer.
Said no. No.
Yeah, no hotel room.
Yeah.
Record?
He was recording. Are you recording this, boys?
Recording.
Can I help you?
Social media influencer here, 200,000 followers on Instagram. I go to locations like your golf club, and I will post pictures of me out there playing, saying like, oh, come look at this beautiful course. In exchange, you give me free golf.
Oh, that's probably not going to happen.
Picture me on hole 18 sinking a birdie putt, and they'll be like, wow, we got to go there.
And then that's going to get people to join our golf club?
Absolutely, ma'am. That's
okay.
That's what I do. I put things
Thanks
on...
anyway.
I shouldn't buy that.
She's, no.
I don't think they get the concept.
Really?
Yeah. Like, what do
yeah,
you mean?
I think I'm talking to older people. They don't get it.
But he explained that if he takes a picture on the 18th hole that
and seeking
people
a birdie.
Will come.
Yeah.
Good morning. I'm happy.
Yes, man. How you doing today? My name is Lunchbox, and I'm going to be in New York in about a month, and I am just trying to say I'm a social media influencer, and I post pictures on Instagram, and so I'm wondering if I can get a free breakfast so my 200,000 followers will come to your establishment.
I cannot do that, sir.
If I can guarantee 200 people would come in your establishment, can I have a free breakfast?
I cannot do this, sir.
Okay, so when I come, I want the fried chicken and waffles and the smoked salmon eggs benedict. That is so awesome. I really appreciate you working with me, man.
Excuse me? I did not say it was good to go, sir.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I did not say it was good to go, sir.
Hello?
You, Gordon?
Roll on this, boys.
Well, it does seem easy when people write stories about it.
I know.
They're like, yeah, social media influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them aren't worth anything.
I mean, I see some people that I follow, and I see them staying at these hotels. The hotel one, for example. I see them staying at hotels. People I know, and I see them tag. And then also, I'm like, Are they getting a hookup here that I'm not realizing? Because then there'll be a card like sitting on the nightstand welcoming that person to the hotel.
They probably wrote it themselves to look cool.
Right? And then like, you know, some strawberries.
They're probably
thinking,
that themselves.
And they...
Listen,
but they have about 50,000 followers.
Like, I'm close to a million, and nobody gives me anything from my social media, nor do they ask.
That's crazy.
I don't ask, and I'm not saying I should, but no one even says to me, hey, you're an influencer. I just don't think it's a real thing. I think people make it up for the most part.
That's like free press. That's like
free
advertising.
Eddie was admiring my Forrest Gump shoes, and, you know, I have, like, these red, white, and blue Nikes.
And the running ones?
Yeah, they're the same ones that Forrest Gump ran in the movie. So I bought him a pair and brought them to him this morning. And I was like, hey, man, I got you some shoes. And now I won't stop doing Forrest Gump impressions.
Oh, I've just been looking at him being like, oh, and I ran from one side of the ocean. And when I got there, I just turned around and ran back.
Is that ever not funny? Are Forrest Gump impressions ever not funny?
I love them. There's so many of them. And everyone quotes them and everyone knows them because they all saw the movie.
Is that the most quoted movie of our lifetime, Forrest Gump?
Hmm.
Like, think about it
what
for
think,
a second.
Amy?
Amy, you think Forrest Gump's the most quoted movie of our lifetime?
Probably. I mean, especially when you do it with his voice.
I think a big part of it is, one, the movie was 5 hours.
Yeah, it's really long.
Two, it was a monster movie. And three, it was kind of easy to do the impression. Even if you can't do impressions, everyone kind of do Forrest.
Right.
Because I can't do an impression.
When I got tired, I slept. When I got hungry, I ate. And when I had to go, I went.
Yes. Nailed it.
So good.
Morgan number two with the Forrest Gump.
Come on,
is
Morgan.
Is it funny? You're 24. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, people do that all the time. I love Forrest Gump.
But is that a movie, like, for me, Gone with the Wind? It was before my time.
Yeah.
But Forrest Gump, is that before your time?
I don't think so. I'm not sure when it filmed, but I love it.
Yeah. Life is a box of chocolates.
Oh, my goodness.
There she is.
Okay. That's pretty terrible.
I know.
That's good, though. I like that. That's pretty terribly awesome. I think that Forrest Gump's the most quoted movie of our lifetime. Anyone want to throw one in the ring here?
Like, Pretty Woman?
No.
No. Oh.
The only Pretty Woman quotes that I know...
Don't put baby in a corner.
That's Dirty Dancing.
Ah, see?
Right.
What's your Pretty Woman quote? Because you've never even seen it.
Where she's like, I'm a hooker.
No.
Did she say that?
No.
Oh, is that on a quote?
No, no, you know the one where she's shopping and she goes back into the store with all the shopping bags and she goes, big mistake, huge. Hmm. I have to go shopping now. So if anyone ever says big mistake, huge, they're referring to Pretty Woman.
Oh,
I know. I guess I know that quote. Okay. I did know that quote.
Or, oh, my goodness, I got a runner in my pantyhose. Oh, I'm not wearing any pantyhose.
Oh, boy.
I've heard that one, too. But I think Forrest Gump still is.
Yes.
Anchorman, there's a lot of. But okay. It wasn't as big because it was a cult comedy. And Forrest Gump, everybody loved Forrest Gump. I think Forrest Gump's the greatest movie of our lifetime.
For sure. Number one. Yes.
Pound for pound, that and Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's number two for me.
Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, the other two I was thinking of were Step Brothers or Mean Girls. Those are the two that I hear a lot of quotes on.
Step Brothers, again, I loved it, but I don't think most of America, it didn't penetrate most of America.
Okay.
Mean Girls, though, solid.
Yeah, people quote that one a lot.
Lunchbox,
I've never seen
anything?
It.
I think Forrest Gump, just because life is like a box of chocolates. I don't know a single Mean Girls tweet or quote, whatever. I don't even know that movie. Is that Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, it's Lindsay Lohan.
Napoleon Dynamite
right.
Certain quick times. God.
Delicious best.
Rolling Stone has released the list of the top 100 greatest songs of the 21st century.
Oh, wow.
So it's 2000. Here are the top five.
Songs we know?
Yeah, all of them. Yeah, these are all since the year 2000, right? Number five, 99 Problems.
Hit me!
Jay-Z, 99 Problems. I got 99 problems, but a cow ain't one.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cow.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the old McDonald version. Outkast, Hey Ya.
Yeah, I don't want to hit me.
When this came out, it was jam.
So good.
It gets into dance parties still. And number three, the song that I often encourage people to listen to when they're freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
Seven Nation Army, White Stripes. Paper Planes from M.I.A., number two. This song was played everywhere.
It's a huge song.
I mean, this is back when I would go out to the bars. Everywhere. And then number one's Crazy in Love from Jay-Z and Beyonce. I guess Beyonce featuring Jay-Z.
But Jay-Z's in two of the songs. If I say what's the best song of the past 18 years, Amy, I know it's super hard and you didn't know I was going to talk about this.
18 years?
Well, 18 years. 18
well,
years.
Gold Digger was pretty good.
Oh, any wow. song, like what comes to your, it doesn't have to be your final answer, but what do you think?
Oh, man.
Like, what song speaks to you?
Just now, I mean, lyrics that came into my
mind. Go ahead.
Y'all are going to think I'm so lame. Yeah,
that's true. But also, what is it?
I mean, the first thing that came to my head was Come a Little Closer.
Come a Little Closer, because you love Dierks.
But then also, right after that, You and Tequila Make Me Crazy came into my brain.
It's a good one. Yeah. Both are good. Eddie, what do you think?
See, I was going like Uptown Funk or something.
Okay.
Because that comes to mind of something like that's not so old.
When I think of a song that I hear the words to and I go, oh, man, like, that's it. Keith Urban's Break On Me.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's good.
Come on, man. What a great song.
What a great song. Yeah. And this just came to my mind because I wanted to play the game, too. Like, what? Maybe wouldn't my answer hour from now if I thought about it.
Right.
That's a good one, Bones.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it makes me go, oh.
Remember he sang this to my wife?
Yeah, you put him in a kind of weird
spot. Right, yeah.
There'll be days your heart don't want to be. You pray more than you breathe. You just want to fall.
We were doing a contest who could do the most romantic thing, and Eddie trapped Keith Urban and made him play the song for the
But who won the contest?
You definitely won the
contest.
Yeah!
Come on,
you just need a break. A break on me. Shattered like
It's like you're allowed to break down with me. Yeah. Like, you're the one. You all your problems, like, put them all on me. How good is that song?
Awesome.
I'm going to go all cocoa on you guys. Start crying.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
John Dobbs went on vacation to McCarthy, Alaska, and he loved it. He met some people, and he was talking to them. They said, yeah, we don't have an ambulance. Our volunteer emergency team doesn't have an ambulance. So he goes back to Wisconsin, buys an old ambulance, fixes it up with his own money, puts it on a ferry, and ships it to the town so they have their own ambulance.
Okay. All I hear is I don't even know what the story is about.
It's a great story.
Ambulance.
This guy goes to a small town. They didn't have an ambulance.
Oh, ambulance.
He goes back to his town. He gets him an ambulance. But the fact that Lunchbox chose a story with the word ambulance, so he could say ambulance four times.
I am sorry, but I thought it was such a good story. It needed to be shared.
No,
so John
you just
Dobbs,
wanted to say ambulance.
For ambulance.
Ambulance.
I mean, he fixed up an ambulance with his own money.
Who taught you how to say that word?
I have no idea. I just can't say it.
Yes, you can.
Ambulance.
Ambulance.
There you go.
Ambulance.
Okay, stop it. You ever see that episode of Friends where Joey's trying to learn French? And she's like, si vous plaît, and he's like, blah, blah, blah.
That's like this.
That's what it is with Lunchbox. Ambulance.
Ambulance.
Okay, okay.
That's how I say
it. It's a great story. I love this story. I always love a good ambulance story. Right, guys?
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones
Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, morning. So if you listen to music during a workout, it will help you exercise longer. And so if you listen to high-energy upbeat music, it helps you last longer during cardiac stress tests, which is basically running. And man, do I hate running. I hate every bit of it.
Yeah.
And so what happens is, play the upbeat music, it keeps you running longer, even if you don't know it.
Totally.
Even if you don't think it does, it does. I have my three workout songs because I just pulled them. So here are the three that I put on mine. And they're not super upbeat, but I have...
Everything's gonna be all right.
I like this one, Daily Murphy.
Everything's gonna be all right.
It's interesting, just feel good.
Yeah.
Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't worth spilling your drink. Everything.
This one makes me feel like I'm in a movie. It's like, oh, look at the world. I don't know. There's something about this song that just makes me feel good. So, David Lee Murphy. And then I have an old Thomas Rhett song that I played called I Feel Good. Lunch Money Lewis is in this one. It was from the last record.
Oh, yeah. I feel good today. Can't nobody bring me down. And I just got paid. And I think I'm on hit the town. Yeah, my problems can't wait till tomorrow. Cause I feel good today.
good one, huh? It wasn't a single. That's called I Feel Good from Thomas Rhett.
Excuse me, can someone bring the beat back?
Good. And then finally, the song from NERD called Lemon.
I get it how I live it.
Yes.
I live it how I get it.
This song's a jam.
I'm pulling with a lemon.
No joke. My daughter dancing to this song is legit.
Yeah?
Yes. Like, this song brings out all the moves in her.
Yeah. You know who's singing this, right?
Yeah.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
It's an NERD song called Lemon.
It's awesome.
Got the window down, top blown lock. Got the hazard on, wanna do the fire.
Do people know this is Pharrell?
NERD?
You think that's
probably? I think NERD fans do.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just checking.
Yeah.
When he came in, I think he was even weirded out that I was a big NERD fan. What are you laughing at, Eddie?
Somebody tweeted you, Amy, and Morgan number two with a concern that they had about Maren Morris in her song Rich.
Yeah.
She says a cuss word in it, and she says that her 13-year-old has enough to be tempted with, so why is she doing this?
And you're laughing because?
Because you responded, what would you like me to do about this? What would she like you to do?
I don't know.
This?
People think I run all of country music. I have nothing to do with anything. I come in, I do my little show, we hang out in this room, we talk about our lives and music. We, you know.
Yeah.
Should I call Maren up and be like.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Yeah.
Boy, I'd be rich.
You know, it's just a word. I don't curse. I don't know the last time I've cursed. Years, even.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem morally with curse words. I choose not to curse. But in the end, it's just a sound. And any sound can have anything attached to it. If you went, blah!
It's a bad word.
That could be if we assigned a bad thought to it. Don't assign bad thoughts to sounds. You know, and so what? Her art has a curse word in it. That's her art.
Mm.
I don't know. Yeah, she tweeted me. I was like, what do you mean to do about it?
Wait, so what are you going
to
do about it?
Nothing. I'm not doing anything about it.
Okay.
People need to stop asking me to do things.
Okay.
I'm done. I'm just trying to live my life and help people.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be the curse word police.
Okay. Well, she also tweeted Amy. So, Amy, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Oh, I replied to her that she should or could always download the radio edit, which would eliminate any of this.
That's true.
Because she's the one that downloaded the song.
That's true.
So, if you listen to the radio edit, you're good.
Well, there's that. I guess I'm supposed to fix everything broken around here.
Yeah.
Like, there's far worse things in songs she's just not catching on to.
Oh, yeah. These songs are just littered with drinking and drugs.
Goodness.
And she cares about the S word.
Like, getting high.
Yeah.
That stuff.
So, I don't curse, but I don't mind if people curse around me. I have no issue with it at all. I don't drink. I don't mind when people drink around me. I mean, I've never had a drink of alcohol. But people, they won't drink. If I meet someone new, I don't even tell them I don't drink. Because when I do, they go, ooh, sorry about that. That's having a little.
Yeah.
I had a little vodka in this. I'm sorry about that. I'm going to take it out.
It's not vodka. It's just water.
So it's weird. So I don't tell people. So I fake drinking. I will get a drink and get the little glass and put a lime on it and put a tiny straw in it. So they think I'm having a little something. Nothing moral. You're going to have anything moral for me. Don't throw rocks from glass houses is what I say. Because as soon as you start judging somebody, don't let them turn that mirror on you. As soon as you start judging somebody, why don't we judge you?
A moral decision, it's judgy? I don't know. I'm just asking for clarification.
I'm not judging anyone's morals because you gotta. If you're going to judge somebody, you need to be perfect. And doesn't the good book say, judge not, yet ye be judged?
Yeah.
I think word for word.
So
yeah,
that's my only point is that I choose not to judge because I don't need anybody judging me because I am faulted like crazy.
Yeah.
And by the way, Maren, clean up your mouth.
There you go. You did something about it.
No, I don't care. I really don't. I actually like that bad word in that song.
I don't even know it.
It's the S word.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I literally only know the radio edit. I don't even know where it is.
Bobby Bones.
I'm always curious to know the conversations, Amy, you have with your kids. And you guys got in the old debate of pancakes versus waffles?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
They went pancakes, and I couldn't believe it because they've had both pancakes and waffles. Mm. And I just thought everybody chooses waffles over pancakes.
Okay, around the room, you go.
Waffle?
I go hardcore waffle.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't, Eddie?
Flapjack. Yeah, pancakes all the way.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox?
Waffles.
Yeah.
Why?
It's a no-brainer.
Morgan, you're 24. What do you think about that?
I go waffle.
Oh, wow.
That's
why?
What's up.
It's 80% waffle. Like,
it's the older
the texture,
generation.
Thicker.
Oh. Yeah, like yes. The holes, the syrup gets caught in yes. The butter in the, and then you take a bite.
Pancake, it just rolls off.
Yeah.
Mike D, Quiet Mike, Punk Rock Mike.
I go pancakes.
There we go, Mike D. That's what I'm talking
wow.
about.
Wow. Okay.
Mojo?
I'm going to waffle a little bit, but I'm going to say waffles.
Okay. Oh, boy. It's okay. So we're a waffle group for the most
That's
part.
Funny, Ray. Yeah. Okay. Waffle for the win. They chose pancakes. I was like, okay, clearly we need to get you another waffle because you're confused.
How are they doing?
They're doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're great. They got their shots. I told you the other day, they're still wobbling around complaining about that.
Do they ever ask about the orphanage and like, hey, do we ever go back? Or is that just as the longer they're away from the orphanage, the more it really isn't a thing?
No, we still talk about the orphanage.
Do they miss their friends?
Yeah.
Do they talk about friends specifically?
Yeah. Yeah. But it isn't as much, but we still talk about it because we will take them back and I don't want them to forget about it and I don't want them to forget their friends. So, I mean, just one of those things that's going to be a part of their life. I'm not trying to take that away from them.
Yeah, no, I get it. I just wonder.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Well, you think you'll take them back in 2019 to the orphanage?
We know we at least want to wait a year, so that would fall in line with the timeline, but it just really depends if they're ready. Emotionally, they can handle it, what it's going to be like. I just don't want to confuse them.
I haven't seen them in a couple weeks. You guys have been bouncing back and forth.
Yeah, we should...
What?
Yeah, we should look at the old calendar.
Let me take a look at the calendar here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, going to wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. On Instagram, I'm Mr. Bobby Bones. You can click and follow. Just want to say appreciate you guys being here. Lots of options for you. So the fact that you listen to us, we really appreciate that. And if you spend 10 minutes or 5 hours, we appreciate that. Listen to the show back on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Just search Bobby Bones Show. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.